The Morning Playhouse.
They knew that I had utterly humiliated myself. And at the end of the day, they respected that.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station. We'll get to that pick your purse name in a couple of minutes. Did want to do a quick update on the story yesterday from the show. If you missed it, Chris called and said this.
My son is 7 and has an imaginary friend named Henry. But, recently my son said something that kind of frightened me, though. Honestly, it made me feel like I was living in a bit of a horror movie situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Daddy, Henry doesn't like being dead.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah. And I said, what? And he went on to explain that Henry is a boy who got sick and has been looking for his parents for a really long time. You know, my stomach just dropped, you know. It's the creepiest thing I ever heard, you know. It's not an innocent little imaginary friend anymore.
So, the potential of this little ghost boy, Henry, palling around with his son really creeped him out. We got a whole bunch of phone calls. You can hear them in the podcast online at y94.com. And we ended up passing along to Daddy Chris there quite a few different ideas, including we do have a friend that used to be on the show quite a bit. She calls herself a psychic. And we said she did seance on the show before. We could do something like that. A couple of self-proclaimed experts of the paranormal locally reached out. We passed those names along. So once he decides which direction he wants to go, we will do an update on the show again. But yesterday, when we had all this ghost conversation on the Playhouse Facebook page, Brittany posted something that kind of got our attention and wanted to talk to her on the show as well. Brittany, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brittany, you mentioned on our Facebook page that you regularly see ghosts, and then you put it as a gift, and then you put gift in little quotation marks. And we all sat here like, oh my God, we would be horrified if that was us. Do you mind just kind of taking it from the beginning? When you notice this, what happens? What is the deal with that?
Well, I don't remember how long it's been. Seems like my whole life, but I'm sure that's not the case. But, I guess, you know, they're just around. I mean, the worst place, I hate hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the worst place, because you just feel them, and then, you know, it's so weird. And, like, you see them. Well, I mean, I see them. And some of them are just walking around, you know, through the hallways or looking at food cart like they can eat or something, and it's so creepy.
So if you go into a hospital, you see spirits of people that have passed there, or?
I wouldn't know, I guess, but I would say most of them, yeah, or them visiting relatives that are in the hospital. I remember one time my grandma was in the hospital, and her husband, my grandpa, died like 10 years ago, and he was sitting behind her holding her hand, you know, put his hand on her and was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in some ways, you know, it's not, a lot of people would just immediately go, it's scary, I'd be horrified, they may try to hurt me. You see very sweet, tender things, it would seem.
Most of the time, sometimes it's creepy. Like, my apartment that I live in now is haunted, I guess, and it's from, a lady from 50 years ago. There was a tornado or something that came through the area and destroyed her apartment and killed her children. And so she just hangs around, and she hangs around the apartment complex, and everybody's near. It's just...
Do they ever try to talk to you, or they just appear?
They just kind of appear, or, I mean, in my apartment, things fall. I mean, things fall, but, I mean, there's bumps, and sounds like people are dropping things, but nobody's around. Like, I'll be home alone, and it'll sound like... Like, it sounded like my broom dropped once. And
oh my God.
I walked into the kitchen and it wasn't on the floor or anything. Like, it sounded like, you know what the broom sounds like when it falls. Like, just bumps and noises when I'm home alone, or I guess things have moved.
So at what age did you start seeing things that you noticed other people weren't seeing?
Maybe like 16, 17. Somewhere around there, like in high school, my friends thought I was insane.
Have you ever felt like these I don't know what to call them, ghosts, spirits, entities, have meant you harm at all, or you just are able to see something that nobody else can, and they just kind of let you watch?
Kind of both most of the time. It's just, hey, I'm here, you know, look at me.
Wow.
But I remember one time, there are evil, you know, spirits, and one of them followed me home from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And my stepmom at the time, she can see him too. She has more of a, she can hear him and talk to him kind of thing. I can only just kind of see him. And one followed me home, and it caused migraines, and I was sick for a while, and we had to get rid of it. Like, it just, they follow me home sometimes.
Do you feel like they are bothered by the fact that you can see them, or that they want something from you?
No, but if they do realize that, I think if they do realize you see them, they want your attention. Like, hey, I exist, you know? Like, I'm here, and, like, messages and that kind of thing, I can't hear them, so it's kind of like, oh. But, yeah, I think some of them want to give messages to, like, loved ones and, like, just be recognized that they're there.
So you heard the story of Henry on our show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked into their home, could you tell them if there really was a ghost boy named Henry?
It's not like that. I wouldn't know. I mean, I could research it. Like, that's how we found out about the lady in my apartment. We researched mm-hmm. it and found out her story and all that. But if I did walk in there, I could probably tell that something was kind of off. Like, you could just feel a weird presence there. It's like, oh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's enough of that. But thank you, Brittany. That was interesting and... Whew. Just continues the tradition that we started yesterday of scaring the crap out of myself every morning. Change of mood. Yes, it feels good. And not at all scary. How about we call off that, pick your purse name after a song, huh?
The Morning Playhouse, Y94.